It took a while, but James Brown's estate has finally been settled, hasn't it?
Do you know what? Christmas Day will be 15 years that we lost James Brown.
That's amazing.
Which is really amazing, and really amazing that in these 15 years that the estate had not been settled until yesterday. They finally got everything down. It's still not really 100% done, but at least they made a huge amount of progress yesterday when the rights to his music, to his likeness, to his name, all were sold for a reported $90 million to a publishing company called Primary Wave. Now, you know, part of this delay has been that James Brown stipulated that a portion of his estate should not only go to his grandchildren, but also for scholarships for kids that couldn't afford to go to college. So that's the next step of this, that they have to figure out where how the money is going to be distributed to the Brown Scholarship Fund. But I think I never knew that in all these 15 years, that he had designated a substantial amount of estate to go to people who you know, want to go to college and can't afford to.
Yeah, so, I never heard that either. That's great.
Fantastic.
I saw a clip of a vintage James Brown performance recently, and I had to laugh. The cape bit, you know, he collapses, fantastic. And that guy brings the cape on, and then James Brown walks away, and then he turns around and you know, says, "I don't need the cape," goes back, does it again.
Yeah, he's like, wait a minute, I'm not done.
That's what I do at 9 a.m. here every day.
They come and put a cape around you.
Yeah, Joe does that here.
Wow, Joe should be getting some overtime.
What's the word on the new Spider-Man movie?
Oh, I saw it last night. I'm not going to give you the full review until Friday when it opens, but it's great. I'll tell you what, it is classic Marvel superhero fun. It's very nostalgic for, you know, fans of the Spider-Man legacy. It brings back, I don't think this part is a spoiler, that it brings back past Spider-Man villains for Tom Holland's character, who is now the Spider-Man, to fight. So there is tons and tons of nostalgia involved in this, and tons of really great surprises for fans of the franchise. I'm picking my words very carefully because this is a minefield loaded with spoilers that I don't want to wreck at all. But there are you're going to really, really be pleased if you're a Spider-Man fan. That said, you know, we were talking about why West Side Story did so poorly at the box office this past weekend. A study came out yesterday. Companies are, you know, trying to figure out why adults are not going to see, you know, movies. Mm-hmm. And what they determined was that, as we had talked about yesterday, older people are not comfortable going back to the multiplexes yet. And in particular, older female audiences are not ready to go back to theaters yet, which does not speak well for the movie musical, which West Side Story is,
right,
and romantic comedies, which will be coming out, that the only movies that have a chance right now will be movies like Spider-Man that appeal to younger audiences, because some of the older crowd are now considering themselves, quote, former moviegoers.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is Spider-Man in theaters this weekend?
Theaters this weekend. See it on as big a screen as you possibly can, because it is a visual treat.
What happened here with this lawsuit involving General Hospital?
Well, it's a couple of weeks ago they fired one of their actors. They fired the actor who had been on the show for 25 years. Ingo Rademacher was as the actor's name. He was let go because he refused to comply with the vaccine mandate that is being put up for actors and the crew on the show. He says that he was entitled to a religious exemption for this, but they fired him after he met with officials of the company and HR with the company. So now he's suing ABC, claiming that the network's actions constitute religious discrimination and violate his personal rights. ABC has not contacted on this, but he's not the first one to be let go by ABC for this. They also fired actor Steve Burton from the show for violating the same mandate. And lots of companies have mandates now that, you know, you don't comply with the company policies, you're going to be out.
That's why more people are getting the vaccine, getting the booster. Now, Dean has today's celebrity tattoo report.
Yes. Normally, we wouldn't even have time to report on who's getting a tattoo because so many people, you know, get them now. But this is a good story because it has to do with John Legend and his five-year-old daughter. She was, you know, scribbling around as little five-year-olds will do, and she drew a beautiful little picture of a bouquet of flowers and a butterfly. So his wife, Chrissy Teigen, said she thought it would be a good idea if they got the drawings tattooed. She would get the butterfly, and John Legend said he would get the little bouquet of flowers. Chrissy Teigen went ahead and got her tattoo. John Legend claims that he completely forgot about it, but Chrissy Teigen ratted him out on the Ellen show, and John said that he did forget about it until he was reminded on the interview. So now he has got the little bouquet of flowers on his arm. She has got the little butterfly on her arm. And, you know, everyone at WGN will be getting their Bob Surratt tattoos coming up later on today at the Christmas party.
What a warm holiday story. How was your conversation with Lady Gaga?
Oh, fantastic. She's so great. And I'm still on cloud nine after I went to see her Jazz and Standard show. It's part of her Las Vegas residency that she's doing. She does part of it. She does you know, her standard pop songs, but some of it she does strictly as a jazz show with 27-piece orchestra that perfectly coincides with her duets album that she's got out with Tony Bennett, that fantastic concert that she did at Radio City Music Hall, Tony Bennett's final concert now. So, she, you know, she's just riding high on all of that. She's also starring in this new movie, House of Gucci, which I like very much. I'm recommending it. She got nominated for a Golden Globe nomination, a Golden Globe Award, for her performance in that film yesterday. But when I talked with her on a Zoom chat, we started off talking Tony. I was just at, I don't know if you can see this, I was just at your jazz and piano show in Vegas that still you know, blows my mind. So
thank you so much. I love that show so much.
Yeah, and that on the heels of the new album and the special with Tony Bennett, it's got to be a really special time for you musically right now, is it?
It really is. I mean, I love Tony so much, and I made him a promise years ago that we would make a Cole Porter record together, and we did. And that's our album, Love for Sale. And I loved and feel so honored that I got to perform his last show with him.
Did it feel differently to you acting in House of Gucci as it did for A Star is Born?
You know, they were very different roles, and I approached them in some ways similarly, but also very differently. Playing a musician, being a musician, requires a real nuance to it because you don't want to play yourself. But working on Patrizia, you know, was different. And also I was still able to pull from my life because I'm an Italian American. She's Italian. So there's no American in her. So I had to take the American out of me. When you play a real person, you got to do your homework. And that goes for the accent. It goes for her backstory. I know everything about her mother, her father. I know what her pet ferret was named. You know, it's like I know everything about this woman.
So you were amazing in it. Congratulations on that. Thank you for taking some time.
I shouldn't say everything. I know as much as I could have possibly tried to educate myself about.
Yeah, if you've got the ferret backstory, you've pretty much
nice.
Yeah. So she got the Golden Globe nomination yesterday The movie Belfast and the Power of the Dog got the most nominations yesterday, 7 apiece. Also, Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman nominated, playing Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball in that new movie, Being the Ricardos. I know we've been promising our Lucy stories, but I think we're out of time again today, right?
Yes, we'll have to. Let's make time tomorrow to compare our Close Encounters with Lucille Ball.
This is becoming my new favorite feature of Bob's show. Will they tell the Lucy story today or push it off to another day again?
It better be worth it. We'll try tomorrow.
See you then.
All right. Thank you, Dean.